All right.
All I can say is praise God from whom all blessings flow. Everything is a blessing, to be honest with you. Being able to speak, see, hear, sleep, good sleep, job, rain, food, knowledge, wisdom. Everything is a blessing. And I'm not just saying that just to be saying it. I'm not blowing smoke at all. I'm being absolutely 1,000% serious. Everything is a blessing. The way your body heals itself, that's a blessing. Full-time jobs, part-time jobs, rideshare, communication, peace. Peace in our nation, that's a big blessing. I need to start praying about that, because with the AI, the other nations are going to rise up fast. Technology, war, machines, and you know. Anyway, what I want to talk about is source. The whole purpose of just being here, when you look at something, when you listen to something, when you communicate with somebody, or back and forth talking, or pretty much anything, everything, two-way communication is a pushing you back to source, knowledge, wisdom, whatever. What you gaze upon, what you listen to, it's all from source. Everything is from source. Let me say that again. Your five senses, they're all receiving information from source. Everything out in front of you, what you touch, taste, smell, hear, it's all from source. And so the stories, the Netflix, the movies, the songs, the music, once you've seen it all, heard it all, you say, wait a minute, I've seen this before, I've heard this before, I've done this before, I've communicated this before, I've had this conversation before. I had the advantage when I had 10,000 subscribers, I've pretty much heard it all. When you have that many people talking to you, you start to see repeats. You start to see the repeat. And then if you live long enough and you go through enough experiences, I've had 120 jobs, and every job to me is the same. Now, some jobs I enjoy better than the others, but it's really just the same repeat. And so everything that you do, eventually, when you hit source code, everything is the same. Cut, turn, union, flow. Communication back and forth. What you gaze upon gazes back. That's why you know, body language, you can't really hide micro expressions or body language, and people think they can get by with stuff, but they can't. I watched last weekend, I did a binge watch of all the crime channels that I could. And these people commit these crimes, and they sit in there before the investigator, and they're revealing it by their body language and by their contradictions. They reveal that they were guilty. It's kind of like somebody got caught with DUI, and they try to hide it. You can't hide it. It's right there. It's obvious. Everything is revealed. That's what blows my mind. People still try to commit crimes. You got GPS. You got phone on your phone tracking. GPS tracking on your phone. You've got DNA samples. You've got cameras everywhere, Ring cameras everywhere. the chances of you getting by with escaping a crime is very, it's almost impossible now. But people still do it. People still do it. I've been through so many cycles, repeats, and especially because I've worked two or three jobs, so I've kind of lived two lives because I've done so much. Went to college. I've seen it and heard it 1,000 times, whatever it is. Getting new tires, getting oil change, you name it. It's old. It gets old. And so Source is using these repeats, and Source, God is hitting you in the eye gate, the ear gate, touch, taste, smell, feel, everything. He's hitting you in the emotional, psychological. He's hitting you with the same repeat lessons, because the hound of heaven is also the potter and you're the clay, and he's trying to do something inside of you to change you into a better person, or into the image of Jesus, really, is what I want to say. A better person. I don't even know if I should say that. To get you to step into the mind of Christ, let me say it that way. God is moving you from the flesh mind to the spirit mind, whether you know it or not. And eventually you're going to cry out and say, Lord, I can't keep the rules. I can't keep the laws. And he'll say, through a preacher or by his spirit or somebody, he'll say, the law was never meant for you to follow. The law was to show you your sin. Because when you step into the spirit mind, you walk above the law. The letter killeth, but the spirit gives life. So when you really step into the mind of Christ, you walk above the law, not below it. If you're saved, you don't keep the law. You rise above it. It's not a rule-based, touch-not-taste-not religion. It's not about rules. And if anybody's trying to put you under rules, unless it's boundaries, let's say somebody's crossing your boundaries, that you don't want them to cross a boundary, yeah, that's expected. But rule-based living, nah. That's just not a thing. That's not a thing. Now, when it comes to dealing in the 3D, like traffic right now, there's a rule. Stay in your lane. Stop sign. Yeah, you've got to have rules when it comes to dealing with people, like on the job or getting paid or your salary and all that stuff. But rule-based living for a believer is just not right. In other words, I'll give you an example. So let's say there's a stoplight, right? And so it turns yellow. Let me try to explain it this way. So the flesh mind says, oh, it's still yellow. I can speed up and go through it because it's yellow. The spirit mind would say, okay, it's yellow. I don't want to take a chance. So I'll slow down and stop and wait for it to turn red just so I don't have an accident. So the spirit mind is just saying, okay, I don't want to cause an accident for myself or somebody else. And so I'll just slow down and stop since it's yellow. But the flesh mind would say, I'm going to speed up so I can keep going. That's a good example, I think. I could probably think of other examples, but here's an example. So you join a church, and they say, you better not miss a day of church. The preacher should never say that. He should say, well, come back when you can. Come back and as often as you can to be blessed and bless us. It's not about them blessing you, but you're blessing them. It's a two-way thing. It's not one person blessing the other one. It's both. It's reciprocal. Praise God. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him above all heavenly hosts. Praise Him below, from below all creatures. Praise Him, all creatures from below. And so the creatures from below and the creatures above should be praising God. And if you step into under that understanding, it's all just a praise and worship service, then really, you've already arrived, because you're going to be praising God in heaven forever. So if you can step into that down here, you've arrived. You might as well be in heaven already, because you're praising God. Yeah, stuff happens down here. Yeah, there's pain and trouble and all that. People can lie and cheat and steal and do all kinds of stuff, but you don't get your identity from people. You get your identity above. Your identity's not down here in a person, place, or thing. Your identity's in Christ. And that brings me to something else. I can tell what kind of person a person is by whether if they're spiritual or not, whether they get their identity in something down here. If they get their identity in their cars, their job, their image, their looks, their outward show, their bloodline, their family, their house, their car, their looks, their weightlifting, their clothing. If they get their identity out of something down here, they're not really spiritual at all, to be honest. If you get your identity down here, you're not spiritual. Your identity cannot be down here. Saints. Yeah, the ain'ts get their identity out of this place, but the saints get their identity above. Every ain't has to get their identity out of something down here. Think about what I'm trying to tell you. If you're a saint, you get your identity in Jesus alone. If you're an ain't, you've got to get your identity in something. Your bloodline, your frame, your whatever it is. Mathematician, engineer, nurse, scientist, doctor, lawyer. If you get your identity out of your profession, it's still from the 3D. If your identity is not in Jesus, your identity is in a 3D thing that's temporary. Because even if you are a lawyer, or if you are a doctor, it ain't going to last. Where's your identity once you, okay, let's say you lose your license or something. Then where do you get your identity? It has to be in the spiritual, you know. That's what the Doctor Strange movie was kind of about. He was getting his identity. He made a lot of money as a surgeon, right? He was one of the greatest surgeons, and he lost his ability to be a surgeon. Then he had to get his identity in something else. And even then, if you get your identity in your spirituality, that's not even right, because your identity is in Jesus alone, Christ alone, the mind of Christ, the body of Christ. Your identity is not in spirituality. Your identity is in Jesus, the body of Christ. If you're connected to the head, which is Jesus, Jesus is the head of the body, then you're also connected to the whole body. So no matter where they are, what city, state, country, whatever, if they're saved, that's your family. And if you can understand that you're the whole body of Christ, that's your identity. Jesus is the head of the body. That's your identity. If you can grab hold of that, it changes everything. Because you can go anywhere and meet up with a believer, and you're set. You can go anywhere in the world, in the country. If you meet a believer who's spirit-filled and free, not a legalist, you can fellowship because you're both saved. Saved to the uttermost, and you know that you are. I'm saved to the uttermost, and I know that I am. Washed in the blood of the great I am. I can be doing an Uber, a ride share, and somebody be sitting in the back seat. Are you saved? I said, yeah. They said, I knew it. I said, how you know? They just said, I just knew it. And I said, yeah, when did you get saved? And they tell me, and then we just fellowship back and forth. Never met them before in my life. But then as soon as they say, yeah, I'm saved, and they they know the truth, it's like I got a brother or a sister in the back seat of my car. It's like I've known them forever because they're saved. Seriously, that happened over 10 years. That happened to me a lot, at least once a month. Talk to somebody, yeah, I'm saved. I can't bring it up, but if they bring it up, then we can talk and fellowship. But they usually know by the way I talk, they know. If you get in the car and somebody who's a Aleister Crowley, they're probably not saved. They got Aleister Crowley tattooed all over their neck or something, they're probably not saved. Now they could have got saved, but most of the time they're not. So what is the gist of this? God, through Jesus, is bringing all men back to himself. So source is God. Jesus is the Godhead bodily, the image of the Godhead bodily. So that tells you this place is just an image. It's just a copy of a deeper spiritual truth. If Jesus is the image of the Godhead bodily, that tells you what this place is. It's just an image. It's a reflection. And so what's happening is God is using this 3D experience as an image to bring you back to source. And so everything that hits your eye gate, your ear gate, and all your five senses is to bring you back to your senses that it's all God. And God is bringing you home through the pain and the trouble and the tribulations. God is bringing you home. Source is hitting you to bring you home. Just like when the man and the woman get married and they have a baby, he's hitting, allegorically, he's hitting a certain part of the female body to try to create a conception. So God's word from source, the seed, is the word of God trying to hit you to bring a conception. You're saved by the preaching of the word, hearing the word. And so God's word is hitting you in the heart over and over and over and over and over to create a conception, a birth, a new birth, a born-again experience. And he's going to keep hitting you with some truth. And the daily occurrence of life, the daily repeat that's kind of painful at times, to create a conception, a spiritual birth. That's what's happening. That's exactly what's happening. That's what this is all about. Mother Earth is making babies, but it's also a setup to make spiritual babies. So the natural babies that you see popping out of the womb, that's an allegory of the spiritual babies that are being birthed by the word, the seed of the word of God. So the seed of the man is birthing in a baby in the woman, the womb of the woman. But the seed of the Word of God is birthing a spiritual seed in your heart, in your soul. You must be born again. So the allegory is obvious. I mean, really think about this. And I know no preacher is going to tell you this, but think about what I'm telling you. If Jesus is the image of the Godhead bodily, and he told his disciples, they said, show us the Father. He said, I've been with you the whole time. So what's happening in the natural plane is an image. It's a projection. It's trying to teach you something. It's trying to show you deeper truths. If all you see is a car, well, I see that car and I only see a car, then your perception is one dimensional. It's not multi-dimensional yet. If all you see is a tree, your perception, your consciousness is 1D instead of multiple dimensions. You can't see the deeper dimensions hidden in plain view because everything is a projection of a deeper truth. if Jesus is the image of the Godhead bodily, in bodily form, then he's pointing to the Father while he's down here. So you're pointing to something. Are you pointing to the devil? Are you pointing to God? What are you pointing to? Yourself? Everybody's pointing to something.